Welcome to Level Up and Live, the podcast where we explore actionable strategies for personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Sean Myers, joined by my co-host, Ewan Heinemeier. And today, we're diving into a powerful topic, the importance of writing down your values to transform your life and business. Join us as we uncover the how and why behind this transformational practice. Discover how clarifying your values can align your actions with your goals and lead to greater fulfillment and success. Get ready to take your life and business to the next level by unlocking the power of your values.
If I was to ask you to, do you have values? Most people say, oh yeah, I got values. And I'm talking about myself here. I'm using myself as an example. If I was to ask you to write them down, like I was asked to write them down, I'd be like, oh yeah, I could write them down. Or if I was just to explain to someone, what are they? I think it was maybe you that asked me this, Sean. And I was like, well, you know, that was basically the answer. Like I couldn't answer it. Of course I have values, but I don't know what they are specifically. I didn't know what they were. And now I do the same thing to other people. Now that I'm talking to them, I'm like, hey, you know, what's your values? Do you have values? And everybody says, oh yeah. Like, well, what are they? And almost no one can tell me what they are. And that's a major problem, right? Because values are North Stars. Values are how you answer life's toughest decisions when you don't know how to answer those questions. And so recently, Sean gave us a values, what would you call it? Exercise. We did it and I've done it here recently. I've done a few of them and this used to be something that was woo-woo to me, kind of nonsense, like why do I need to write them down type thing. This doesn't apply to me. And so if that's you listening right now, I strongly recommend that you listen into this because we ask, how can we have a good life? How can we, tell me the secrets to enjoying myself. Tell me the secrets to make more money, to be healthy, to be wealthy. And people say, well, what? Get your values down on paper. No. I want the secret to have a great life. Like, we're telling you, write your values down and you'll have it, but not that many people will actually do it. So that's the importance of this episode is when you write them down and know what they are, when life gets tough or you're confused or things aren't heading the direction you want them to go, your values will tell you. They will tell you immediately. Yes. And it's maybe not fast, but it is for sure. Sean, what would you add on to that?
Yeah, man, I'm hearing a couple things when you're talking values. So if I'm a listener and I'm listening to this in my teens, 20s, and even early 30s, we heard things all the time as far as values and, you know, do this, do that. Here's the blueprint of life. But it's like I asked you before we started the episode is, why don't we take action on these things? Right? We're going to have this next 15 to 20, 25 minutes and give you the blueprint and say these different and say how important values are and writing them down and doing the exercises, going slow to go fast to figure out what it is that allows you to come alive. But we don't do it. Why is that? And so I'm sitting here scratching my head and even my own self. I struggled with these things. When I would hear this in my teens and even 20s, I'd be like, yeah, values, yeah, vision, yeah, purpose, yeah, journal, and yeah, go work out and exercise. But then I reflect back and I'm like, well, I didn't do a lot of those things. I didn't do a lot of those things until later on in life. Why? And I sit here and I look at myself in the mirror and go, it's because I never slowed down. I would get done listening to that mentor, that coach, that podcast, that audio, and then life would happen, right? I would get busy. The email would come in, the social media, the scrolling, and then I would get distracted with all these external forces that were going on around me that were pulling my attention. And so if you're listening to this, you're like, man, yeah, that's me. That was me. That's what I struggled with until I actually sat down in a room with carpet, no phones, no wife, no kids, no dogs, no sounds, but just a pen and paper and sitting there thinking, what are my values? Okay, well, I don't know what my values are. Okay, well, what do you know? Well, what I don't know is what I don't know. Well, how do you find your values? Okay, well, let me Google that. Let me research that. Okay, well, how do you find your values? And then you dive deeper on that. And so my point here is, a lot of times we get stuck, Ewan, where we hear these things, we're like, okay, cool, you're gonna go over your values and why it's important. But how does that show up in my life? And that's what I'm literally putting myself in those shoes at 20 years of age. Like, how do I do this, guys? It sounds good. You look good. You obviously got it figured out, but I don't know what steps to take. Well, this is the key ingredient, is take that first step, get curious and research right after this, even right now. Stop what you're doing. Stop this audio, put it on pause right now and research on Google how a core value exercise.
Or DM us and we'll send you the link. We'll send you the one that we did.
DM us right now, core value exercise on Level Up and Live on Facebook or any of our social media outlets. And we'll be happy to share the core value exercise with you. And you'll spend the next 30 to 45 minutes. And let me tell you something, listen to me right now. It will change your life. You don't have to believe me. Just try it for yourself. That's what happened to me. And when I hear these things, it's like, oh yeah, what, yeah, you know, rah, 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 this, right? And so for me, it's like, until you actually experience it, because me and you talked about this before the podcast, it's an intangible feeling. And what that means is until you actually experience it, you won't know how it shows up in your life. You hear core values, you don't understand it until you actually do the work behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of people, myself included, go wrong. Is, well, you said it takes 30 minutes. No one wants to take 30 minutes. The amount of distractions that are going on, it's painful to slow down, to go fast, right? And that's why most people have a hard time succeeding, because it's painful to slow down, to take that time and do it. And it's very, I think, if I'm thinking about myself in the past, like, it's difficult to connect how does me doing this value exercise lead to me performing well? It just doesn't. How does it lead to money? Values exercise, slow down, 30 minutes, boring, doesn't apply to me. To what I want, health, fitness, wealth, good relationships, it just doesn't line up. It's too big of a step. There's a gap, like a divide of the connection there. But here's the promise, right? Once you do the values exercise, once you find out what those are, then and only then do you realize, oh, that's what it is. That's what they're talking about. And at the mastermind group, when we all did it, did we not see each guy go around and discuss and tell us after the exercise what they had done? They got their top five values. They did the deal. Every one of them lit up. The joy, the certainty in their eyes, like their energy from their body was like up. And every other guy that I'm looking at that's listening is leaning in, is digging in, and also seeing this person talk about their soul, their core on paper. And it's an amazing experience. You know, it sounds like, oh, values exercise sounds like some kind of training at some corporate office. No, this is your life. This is your soul. And it's that important, right? So again, we talk about you want to have X and do X, or you're struggling. Why do I have this issue? Why do I overeat? Why do I do these things? Could you write down your values right now? Because if the answer is no, you have not tried all the things yet, for sure. You probably never will try all the things, but this is one of the main things that you could probably do that would really connect that quickly. And would you not agree?
1,000%. And then to dive even deeper on that, as far as like the different areas of life and even food in this regards, right, is because what values allows you to do, because you hear all these terms like vision, purpose, mission, values, core, beliefs. It's like, it's like, this is all kind of like overwhelming. What does all this mean? And I'll be completely transparent with you, Ewan. I had to go and look this up, dude. Like, even to this day, like, I'm still researching what is the meaning of core values, right? What is the meaning of vision? What is the meaning of purpose? Because these words are tossed out like you're just tossing them out. And you hear them all the time across social media and podcasts. But one of the things that me and you've talked about behind the scenes is like, instead of like really diluting a lot of these things that we're talking about, we want to get so good at X amount of things, right? And dive deep on that. And values is that heart and soul and what drives us in our decisions towards our goals and what allows us to come alive. Because if you think back in the last 60, 90, 120 days, and you're listening to this, what has been fulfilling to you? What have you been most proud of? What is the day, the week, the month that you were just blissful, happy, joyful? What was that moment? What was that day? What was that weekend? Was it working out? Was it with your kids? Was it with your dogs? Was it taking a walk in nature? Was it traveling on a plane? Was it on a podcast with your business partner and best friend? Because right there, my friend, that is what a value is. That is what a belief is because that is what you believe. That is what allows you to come alive. And when you can put a thumb to it, when you can put a finger to it, what your values are and looking at it every single day, your five core values, man, life becomes a lot more clear. And when you get clear on what it is that you're making the decisions on, buying a home, buying a car, selling a home, moving states, friendships, relationships, getting married, right? When you have these values and you go over it with the people that are around you, the key ingredient is making sure that you understand that so you can align that with how you show up every single day, because that is what allows you to come alive. That is what allows you to feel happiness and fulfillment. And that is the goal, right? Is happiness. The Tony Robbins says this, the quality of your life is a big determination of
not only emotions.
Emotions, exactly. Yeah. Emotions. Well, okay. Well, let's dive even deeper on that. What are you focusing on? Where are your emotions, right? Is it negativity? Is it the news? Is it social media? Is it what you don't have? Is it scarcity mindset? All these things are external forces. Well, what values and what we're talking about today and what we're going over is this is what allows you to center and come back to your internal self and what your beliefs are. Because then when you understand what your values are and what your, and then, it's an identity, right? It's a vision. It's a feeling. It's a belief in how you show up in the things that you do and the actions that you take towards your goals, right? And maybe you may be asking like, well, if you're like me, I was very goal oriented. I'd have 15 different goals going on. Well, the problem with 15 different goals going on, not only am I overwhelmed or spreading myself too thin, but then if I'm being completely transparent with you, I didn't have my values up until about 2 years ago, and I'm 37, April 9th, 2024. I didn't have my values up until about 12 to 18 months ago. Once I figured my values out, I'm looking at my goals. I'm going, oh my gosh, does this really align with what it is that I actually want to accomplish and do? No, it doesn't. I just have it because that's what society wants me to have. That's what everybody else, the influencer telling me to have. That's not what's really important to me. Well, what's really important to me is this, and this, because it's aligned with my values, right? And segueing into that, my number one core value is freedom. So, you know, one of the things I struggled with early and often was I listened to guys that were real estate investors. And they're like, you need to go out, get a bunch of debt and have 10 homes and have $10 million in debt. But then I reflect back, I'm like, well, I feel a little uneasy on that. And I never knew why, right? Well, now reflecting back,
right,
I'm
there,
like,
it didn't connect with you. So some people might hear that debt, okay, yeah, that makes logical financial sense, business sense. But then when someone else hears it, like, no, because debt means restriction. Debt means I owe something to another person. And yes, I don't want to owe anything to anybody, because as soon as they click their fingers, I'm due the bill. And I don't like that feeling, right? So without having your values, or you knew this before your values, but there was already an indication that doesn't ring true. It doesn't, this doesn't sound right. That's your value speaking out, right? Yes. Like, and so anybody, you know, we all have this, people say, well, I don't know what they are. I was going to say, imagine someone said, I have no values. We'd all gasp. Nobody says I don't have any values. No one. So it means we do have them. So why would you not take the time to write them down if they were going to help you improve your business, every aspect of your life, your health, your relationships, right? Why would you not take the time to do that? And what you just said right there was it didn't feel right. And that's an indicator. So if, you know, if anybody resonates with what he just said right there, was when you don't feel right with something, that's, man, you should pursue that. Find out what that thing is. Because when you get clear on it, a whole bunch of other decisions just like that get super clear real fast. And it saves you a lot of energy, a lot of time. And you get to where you want to go much, much faster because you know what it is immediately. It saves you. And it's just a beautiful thing too.
Yeah, man. And it's almost like when I'm hearing you say that, it's almost like a big weight lift off your shoulders, right? Because all of us listening to this, myself included, is like, there's so many decisions that are need to be made every single day, right? Every single day, there's a decision to be made. There's a problem. There's a fire to be put out. There's an issue. There's an obstacle. There's a challenge. Well, when you don't have that internal value and when you don't know oneself, right? And have that, who am I and what you're aligned with and what you believe in, then those, and I'm speaking to myself here, those are very hard to make. And 9 times out of 10, majority of the time, they were the wrong decisions. And I like, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, when decisions are hard to make, procrastination kicks in for a lot of people. Yes. When decisions are hard to make, stress is involved. What do we do when we're stressed out? Well, let me go feel good with some dopamine by going and eating some candy, some cookies. Yep. That would be a direct correlation of the streamline, the steps, the process that would go on without your values leads to a place of uncertainty and doubt and fear, right? And it takes a lot of energy, a lot of glucose from the brain to swirl this around. Don't know what to do. Oh, should I do that or not? And that causes you to be in a state. We always come back to this, the version of you that knows what your values and knows what's going on versus the version of you that doesn't. Who wins?
Yeah. The guy that knows him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's all day long. And so the beautiful thing about what you're saying is that when you go slow to go fast and when you grasp this and you do the work behind the scenes, which, you know, if I'm talking to my younger self, it's like, do the work behind the scenes. Well, what does that mean? That means slow down to go fast, right? And so that means taking the time, energy, an effort to actually take 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes to take the next action. Well, Sean, I don't know the next action. Well, the next action is, like I said, DMS core value exercise, right? That's an action. Or you don't have to go to Google core value exercise. But the point is to do something and then put a pen and paper so you have no distractions, because it's just putting that one foot in front of the other. And what excites me is I'm sitting here laughing internally because for me personally, I listen to this kind of stuff and I invested a lot of time like reading books and stuff like that for the last like 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And it was funny because I took a lot of action on a lot of the things, but they were all external on like what the influencers and mentors believed in, right? Go invest in real estate, have a paid off house, have money, have an emergency fund, you know, start a business. But these are all what everybody else wants, Ewan. Mm. You see, we are so distracted by what everybody else wants for us. Our parents, our moms, our dads, our sisters, our siblings. We're so concerned about, I hear it all the time. My wife's a teacher and it's amazing to me, the students that come to her and say, my dad wants me to do this. My dad wants me to go to college. Wow. When I don't want to, I want to do this.
Wow.
Well, you have your values and you go over that and have that conversation with your parents, right? At an early age, that changes the trajectory of what that, how your life shows up, right? And sure, you may go down that path and make $500,000 a year, but you're miserable because you're not aligned with your values and your beliefs. 100%. And that was me. That's why I was eating the pizzas every weekend. That's why I was eating the crap food. That's why I was just focused on unhealthy habits and bulldozing, not caring, neglecting all areas of life because I didn't have a clue what my values were. I didn't have a clue what was important to me. I wasn't where focus goes, energy flows, right? And so if I'm focusing on external, I got to have money in the bank. I got to do this. I got to do that. Because, you know, that's what society wants. That's what society is sold me. This is what I got to do. But you're pulling from who you authentically, genuinely believe, right? And so it's just a ticking time bomb. Like, I'm so grateful and that we caught it now and not 50, 60, 70s, 80 years. Because I know people that are older that, you know, when I mentioned values, are like, well, I don't know. I have no clue. I couldn't write them down, right? And so it's just leveling up, right? And if you want to take that next step, be 1% better than you were yesterday, then I challenge you to take that course.
Didn't I jumped in there and you said freedom was one of your number one. What was your other ones? And I'll go over mine too. Just as an example of so people can hear what they'll end up with themselves. And what's interesting too is when you hear this, you'll probably be like, oh, that's great for Sean. Oh, that's great for you. And you'll probably hear us light up when we're talking about RSPS. You can't help it. In the Mastermind group, every time everyone was going over their particular ones for them, they start raising up in their seat. Like, they start talking faster, louder, because they're connected to those, right? But you're not going to be connected to Sean's values. You're not going to be connected to mine. But when you do your own, man, get ready to get your adrenaline pumping. Your heart will speed up.
Yes.
You're going to see some visions in your mind, even maybe some past experiences. You're like, what was I thinking? Like, if I had that then, I would have been able to make that decision so much easier. And that's what you're going to be able to take with you in the future when you come up with those situations as well, you know? So yeah, let's hear your Sean. I'm sure everyone's going to also get excited too, but.
Yeah, it was fun because when we went over it in the Mastermind group and we shared them, like, you could tell everybody, and even like hearing other people's core values, right? The people that are close to your life, hearing that and you know a little bit about them, you're like, yes, right? And like yours, I know you're going to share yours in a minute, but yours is love, right? Act in love. And I'm like, yes, that's, I've known you for 12, 13, 14 years. And that is how you show up. That's your belief. Mm-hmm. Are you perfect at it? Absolutely not. You're an imperfect action taper, but you know, because that's your core belief, that's how you need to show up the next day, because you're aligned with your belief. And for me, it was freedom, right? So that's my number one. Live life on my own terms. I want to hang out with who I want, where I want, do what I want. And so for me, it's like even double downing on that. It's like, okay, well, mortgage, right? To a certain degree, a slight percentage is, I don't like having a mortgage. So guess what? I come up with a game plan because it's aligned with my values and a goal. So I'm going to pay off the freaking mortgage, right? Because that is who I am. But then, you know, if you're listening to this, you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. You got free money. Okay, well, that's fine. That's you. But I know when you know, and that's the power of the values, because hey, good. I'm clapping my hands for you. I'm cheering for you. If that's, you know, what you want to do, but this is me. This is what I'm trying to focus on.
Here's the thing with this, because you'll say, well, I don't want, so you said that, and that's, it connects with you so much, and it leaves you feeling peace, joy, freedom, connection. Someone has the mortgage, so it frees up their money to do the way they connect it in their minds currently. They get peace, joy, freedom, connection. They get the same, but it's that state that value brings for you. And it would be the state that value for those people, whatever that may be, brings for them, but it's the state that it brings you to.
Yes.
And that's what the values do, right? Yes. And that's why everyone's values are so different and we all make different decisions. And a lot of times we think how could that person do that thing? And maybe it's not a good thing, right? And then once they had their values, they'd stop that.
Yep.
But then someone that is connected with it, and they do this and we don't understand it. But if when you say, well, oh, that's their value, well, that makes perfect sense for that person, right?
Yes.
And so that's why it's so beautiful to be connected to your values. And so, yeah, I think it's beautiful that you think that way, because other people might be like, well, Sean, no, but you don't understand, Sean, because if you have this amount of money, then you go make more money. But that's not what's important to you.
Yes.
And you're not living their life. You're living your life. And that's beautiful, right? So that's why it's so special.
I feel like you get me, man.
I do get you, dude. And you get me. And I love it.
Which that is a good feeling in itself, right? Yes. When you have that individual that gets that. And so if you're listening to this and you do these core value exercises, talk about it amongst another person, right? Because when you talk about it, it not only allows you to dive deeper on the values, but allows you to align with, if you come alive in freedoms, and that's number three on Ewan's chart, not to speak Ewan's values, but I think that's why we're so unison, because we have a lot of the same values. So man, just think about the people in your life, right? If you have completely different opposite values, then, you know, hey, you're aware of it, right? And you're mindful of it. But if you have similar values, man, to me, it's like, okay, we can, you know, those are the ones that you want to have the conversations with and dive deep on. And so it just makes it fun. But for the sake of time, I know we could probably sit here and talk about this for the next 60, 70 minutes. We love these. We love these talks. But my remainder are be authentic. That's my second one. Mm. My third one is maintain well-being, which that's a given. Health and fitness and exercising is very important to me. And then build leadership is the fourth one. And then what was that five?
That was five.
Yeah, that was five. Live in freedom. Be authentic, maintain well-being, build leadership, and be enthusiastic.
And be enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, and that describes you to a T.
Dude, well, people all the time, they're like, I mean, you see it on our comments and stuff like that. Like, dude, this dude has so much energy. Well, I'm like, well, I do have energy. I'm like, well, why is it that I have energy? And I'm seriously like reflecting back on this, even right now, like I feel alive.
Yes.
Because I'm doing what I want to do, right? Because I'm living in my values. I'm being in my beliefs. And that is what allows me to have this energy. Sure, I have days where I'm an introvert. So behind the scenes, I get tired. I get exhausted. I get fatigued, just like anybody listening to this. But here's the cool thing. When you do the things and align your goals on a daily basis, which turn into a weekly, monthly, and yearly basis, you live the life you want to live.
Yes.
You live the life you want to live. You design the life you want to live, right? And so
you can start today. It's not something in the future. When you're living by your values, it's not something off in the future that you're going to receive by doing it. You get to start immediately because as soon as you get that connection, you've always had them. You know, you're just aware of them. And now you get to live it every day. And it's this beautiful place and it will result in beautiful things to come. Right. Yeah. Like that's the promise. That's what you get back from being aligned in your values. And you know, at the same time, you know, so act in love at all times is just that when I wrote that out, I was like, is that number one? And I was like, it is my number one, you know, and I've done these exercises before. And I think I've even written this down. But this was the time it really connected with me the most. The other ones, my number two is seek wisdom at all costs. And I just think that aligns with, making the right decisions at the right time. And that comes from love, right? Like if I'm going to love at all times, I need to be wise. And that's just important because you can't have one without the other, to be honest, in my mind. And that leads to me living free, like at all costs. I could be in prison, say this all the time. I keep saying I'm planning on going to prison, you know, I'm preparing for being there. When I go to prison, I will be free. It just will be true. So anywhere I go in my life, I feel like I'm going to be free no matter what is happening, no matter the circumstances. That's how I want to, that's what's valuable to me because I want to be free and it can't be taken away from me. Exemplify leadership. I don't know if that was my upbringing, my dad, you know, just the people that I witnessed, you know, growing up. But it's important to me too. You need to lead people and leading people to act in love at all times, to have them go after wisdom and for them to be free too.
Yes.
And then deliver performance is my fifth. So you just, I love to execute. If there's a goal, if there's something to chase, to accomplish, to achieve, as part of my nature. And there's an unhealthy version of me pursuing that. And then there's the very positive, healthy version, which really helps other people. So when I say deliver performance, it is to, my goal is to, or value is to help other people perform and deliver for them so they can live their best lives too.
Dude, I'm so grateful. I know you've shared the core values with me like multiple times, but every time I hear you say it, I'm like, I was thinking about this yesterday. I was like, dude, I'm so thankful for the Lord connecting me with you, and because I don't know, this world would not be the same without this man.
Oh, like, dude.
And I'm not the only one that would say that. Like, I know you've impacted hundreds of people's lives, right? Like thousands of people's lives and like your family, your friends. And it's such a beautiful thing. You're such a beautiful human creature. And I just so grateful that I get to spend the time with you, you know?
Yeah, I pray to God all the time for you too. Honestly, I'm like, I pray for you. I say, God, thank you for Sean and the way he is. Cause you helped me, dude. You helped me so much, you know, so it's mutually beneficial. God brought us together, you know, so.
I love that, man. I'll share a final story. Like, so with the core values, like when you, and I know we talked about this before the podcast, we'll wrap things up, but when you understand your core values, right? And so when you go through the exercise and you do the work yourself, then that's when you can, to deepen your level on understanding the core values is teaching it, right? Is paying it forward and talking about it. And so what I mean by that is like, do it with your spouse, right? So do you do the core value exercise yourself, right? And then share it with your spouse and then have them do it. And so I did that with my wife. And when she did it, or actually, I'm sorry, backing up, I did it in my office and she came in, she's like, what you doing, babe? And I did it on a weekend and I was like, core value exercise. And she's like, oh, well, let me do it real quick. I was like,
that's all right, cool.
Yeah, not real quick. It's going to be about 45 minutes. And so just setting those expectations, you know, because sometimes she likes to jump around to different things. And she's like, no problem. So she jumped into it and she started doing it. And she's like, read it out to me. She's that type of individual. She's that spouse. It's like, hey, she wants me to be a part of it. So I had to read it to her. I had to read every single core value to her. And so she went through about 45 minutes later, she ended up coming down to her top five core values. And just for the sake of time, I won't go into her values, but her number one core value was happiness. Mm. And so my point here is me and Kendra have been together for 12 years. Okay. We've been married for 6. If we would have done a core values exercise when we first got together, or before we got together, how cool would it have been to do something like that and understand each other's values and what drives us before our marriage, right? It may have prevented a lot of hiccups, a lot of trial and error, a lot of bickering, a lot of fights, a lot of arguments, right? Because we understand each other's values. This is what drives us towards our goal. And for Kendra, being happy, what that means, if you're listening to this, is she is a very simple girl. Like, there is a few things that make her happy, and that's dogs, that's having a stable position, and that's just being in the leadership role that she does. And she's happy. She doesn't need anything else. She could live on the streets and have those three things, and she's happy.
Yeah.
Right? And so when you understand that, what drives you, if that's what makes you happy, and then the decisions moving forward, just they're so much easier, because then when the hard decisions come to you, it's like, well, will this make me happy? And I ask her all the time, I'm like, when something happens, like a challenge or an obstacle, or she's offered, because, you know, Kendra, she's a winner, she's a go-getter. People are always reaching out to her to start a business or come and do this. And I ask her, I'm said, will this make you happy? And her face lights up. No, it won't. Cool. There's your decision.
Decision made.
Yeah.
No time to think about it, you know? Dude, when we go to France for the Hyrox World Championships, you know, we'll get to sit down, the four of us with the wives, and we can discuss all those together as a group. And it'd be great. It'd be fascinating. I'd love to hear all of Kendra's, and I know it'd be great for Kel to share hers with you guys too. And just to all of us to get that much more connection, like the mastermind, like, you know, a plug right there for mastermind. Get yourself around
people,
guys, girls, who can do the same thing. And that, because think about hanging around someone that knows what they are, right? You know yours, phenomenal. Your life's rocketing right there. But now you're hanging around other people who have the same thing. Their life's rocketing too. When you get people hanging around together like that, what is possible? That the greatest things that we've ever seen in our lives, I think all the creations, all the people who have done phenomenal things, I'm sure they were around other people who were connected with their values, people who were lit up and wanting to do something with their life. So shameless plug for masterminds and for people to do this. So DM us for the link on this one, or go Google it and get your own, but do it. Write them down, know what they are.
Yeah, man. Love it. And I'll leave everybody with this. When I hear everything that we've talked about today, one of the things that stands out is, the biggest thing is, you can soak in all the information. You can get curious. You can pull in all the information. But if you do nothing with it, then, like you said, then you fall into that procrastination. And existing. And man, we got one life to live, right? And so let's live it to our fullest today. Let's go take action on it and keep moving forward and leveling up and live, baby.
Amen to that. Level up and live.
Level up and live. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Level Up and Live podcast. If you found today's discussion valuable, don't forget to hit that subscribe button to the podcast for more actionable insights. Leave us a review and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok for daily inspiration. And be sure to share this episode with a friend who's ready to transform their life and business. Until next time, remember, your values are the compass that guides you to your greatest potential.